This time by, we're going to talk about an economics topic, if you will. If you're familiar with the phrase thrifting, and that is a fancy-smancy way of saying buying gently used secondhand clothing, and we're going to learn more about what you need to know if you are planning to do that. And according to our sources here, that the secondhand clothing industry has almost $230 billion annually. And here with us to talk about it is somebody who knows a little bit about clothing because she helps clean it. It is Rachel Marlowe. She is with Martinizing Cleaners. And thanks for being with us there, Rachel.
Thank you for having me.
Well, why don't I just allow you to set the stage for us, the popularity of secondhand clothing, whether it's going to the Goodwill, going to some of these more upscale secondhand. Tell me a little bit about the popularity of secondhand clothing, especially among certain groups in society.
Yes, thrifting is very popular, and people like it because it's a project. It isn't just going to the store to buy something off the rack. It's finding a vintage item and putting the time and effort back to bring it to life and make it your own style. And it's also cheap. A lot of people like that. You can find designer clothing that would have cost a fortune back when they were installed, but now you can pick some really high fashion items at a great discounted price.
Rachel, tell me a little bit about what people need to know as they're considering, as they're planning to maybe check out a Goodwill or a thrift store and check out some clothing. What are some of the things they need to be thinking about even before they walk in the store?
So before they even step into a thrift shop, we recommend that you put on a thin layer of clothing so you don't have skin-to-skin contact with something that has not been washed in a very long time. Even though we're garment care professionals, we can't save everything you find in a thrift store. So you're going to have to look out for certain things like stains. A lot of stains can be permanent, especially fading under the armpits, yellow stains, or white dots. And another thing to look for is tears. We can fix a tear if it's in the seam, but if the tear is somewhere else, it may not be fixable.
Tell me a little bit about the difference between handmade and machine-made clothing. How does that make a difference as far as the quality or the durability of, say, a particular garment?
Yes. So a high-end piece is more of a hand-sewn item with a looser stitch, where a machine is a tighter stitch. And that is a good way to look at the quality of the item. Like I said before, high-end fabrics may not be built to last. Like silk or linen, they are more for looking good on special occasions than standing the test of time.
What kinds of things do maybe people need to be doing as, let's say, you mentioned wearing thin clothing, so when they try things on, they're not skin to skin, and probably get a more accurate reading on size, I would guess, too. But the other thing is, once they get the item, I guess they need to know a little bit more about it so that they can clean it properly and get it ready for reuse.
Yes, so some different fabrics to look for is like silk. Silk rots, so if you find a silk item, pull it apart to see if it rips. And if it does, it may not be worth it to you. And wool, you want to look for holes in wool. They might be from moths or moth eggs maybe in them. And if the hole is small enough, it's not a concern. But if the hole is bigger, you do not want to buy it. And it's okay if the hole's smaller, you can bring it right to us to get cleaned. The rule of thumb is the better the quality of the fabric, the more likely it needs to be professional cleaned, like leather, linen, rayon, and silk.
That was my next question, and kind of wrapping things up as we visit with Rachel Marlowe from Martinizing Cleaners. Are there certain fabrics that maybe are better for secondhand use? You mentioned the fact that silk and some other fabrics may not be as durable. Are there other types of fabrics that are durable? I'm thinking of denim, but I could be totally wrong. Are there certain fabrics that are more durable?
You are correct. Denim and cotton is a great fabric for you to care for at home. But polyester, we like to think as polyester as the invincible fabric, that it can be cleaned at home as well.
And if anybody, we've covered a lot of ground here as far as folks getting ready. I think I even heard that some people do thrifting so that they can get costumes for Halloween, as we have Halloween just around the corner. But if anybody else wants to learn anything more about what you and I have talked about, they can check out this guide. How do they do it?
It's available on our martinizing.com website, and look for the Ultimate Thrifting Guide tab.
The Ultimate Thrifting Guide from martinizing.com. We want to thank Rachel Marlowe from Martinizing Cleaners in the Lake Norman area here in the state. We thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.